with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden visits Germany. Jennifer King reports.
In the twilight of his presidency, less than 3 weeks before the U.S. elections, President Biden is taking a victory lap in Germany before heading to Camp David later today. After a welcome ceremony at Bellevue Palace in Berlin, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier awarded Biden the Order of Merit for his contribution to transatlantic relations. Also on the agenda, meetings with Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss Ukraine and the Middle East.
As Ukraine faces a tough winter, we must sustain our resolve, our effort, and our support.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Ukrainian military intelligence has been quoted as saying 11,000 North Korean troops are currently training in Russia to join the fight against Ukraine.
The first 2,600 North Korean soldiers are preparing to reinforce the Russian army in Kursk, the Russian border region where a Ukrainian incursion has held since early August. The fighting has continued unabated while world leaders debate next steps.
BBC correspondent Charles Deledesma. The number of people casting ballots on the first day of early in-person voting in presidential battleground North Carolina exceeded the first day total 4 years ago, even as Hurricane Helene recovery continued in the mountains. The State Board of Elections say a record 353,166 people cast ballots on Thursday, statewide, about 4,600 more than the number cast on the first day of early voting in October 2020. Stocks hanging around their records, the Dow up 50 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 133. This is SRN News. Britain has outlawed prayer.
At least outside abortion clinics, a man has been found guilty by a court in Dorset of praying silently outside a clinic because he was inside the buffer zone that was recently established by the government. The court found Adam Smith Connor guilty of, quote, disapproval of abortion. He will not be sentenced unless he violates the law again. Pro-life and free speech critics say the United Kingdom has now essentially outlawed prayer and belief, at least in certain locations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Mississippi judge has dismissed a lawsuit that challenged a potential conflict between a 2022 state law that bans most abortions and a 1998 state Supreme Court ruling that said abortion is guaranteed in the Mississippi Constitution. Hinds County Judge Crystal Martin has decided that the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists lacks legal standing. This is SRN News. A big issue with Coulson-branded fire pits.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Diablo wind, notorious in autumn for its hot, dry gust, is expected to whip up across Northern California, causing humidity levels to drop and raising the risk of wildfires. Forecasters have issued red flag warnings. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.